This is Spins Fully Charged Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged
Recharged
with Emma, Dave and Ashley.
Let's go.
Hi, and welcome to Fully Charged Recharged.
I'm still thinking of Ashling's dad wearing toilet roll in his eyes.
You will hear a clip of a video that my dad sent me after the Northern Lights were visible around the place. And it's him wearing toilet rolls on his eyes as if there were glasses
to view the Northern Lights. Down on Moore Street.
Yeah.
2 for €3.
What are your top three memories of your dad being a nut job when you were growing up?
Oh, that's a great question, Ash.
Yeah, I think he's gotten a bit more nutty as time goes on. But like I told you one on the show before when we went to my cousin's wedding there last year and he made me and my cousin be his backing singers so he could sing the Rolling Stones.
I remember that, yeah.
With the band and he danced all around the place. I remember when he turned 40, we were on holidays in France and we were in this, it was like so random. My auntie had a house in Normandy, so it was like real local, like it wasn't a touristy place at all. We went to this little restaurant that her friend owned. It was like maybe 10 of us for my dad's 40th and then 2 other French families in the restaurant. And when they brought out the cake, my dad got up in the restaurant and sang a song that goes, "Tut, tut, tutsie, goodbye." And he did a whole song and dance.
Wow.
That was a bit mad.
And that wasn't bland. Like, he just went for it.
Just took over him. Just went for it, yeah.
He's such a legend.
See, I feel like my dad has that in him. My dad has that, like, he loves being on stage. And he's like, he likes that. But he's such a lad as well.
Really?
My dad, do you know what I mean? He can just be a real lad. But, like, I remember, the weirdest thing I remember him doing was when we were kids and we were in the McDonald's drive-thru. And he rolled down the window and everyone was like, "Hi, what would you like?" And we were in the back and he's like, "Hi, I'm Cool Dad." And we thought this was the most embarrassing thing.
Of course it is.
In the entire world. We're like, "Dad, shut up." He's like, "I'm the Cool Dad and I'll be having the Cool Big Mac."
Oh no.
Go on, Daniel.
I was in the back going, "I'm going to get sick."
What age are you?
I'd say I was about 6. It was awful.
That's so cute.
Ready to go. It's showtime.
Body charge. Are you guys ready to turn this up?
Check.
Let's go.
3, 2, 1.
Woo! This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Here we go again. Good morning.
A brand new week. Let's do it. We can do it.
Ashley and I are matching today. Matchy in our nude myth knits.
You didn't get the memo to wear a tanned knit today?
They're in the nude.
You wish.
Yeah, this is my first knit of the season. Yeah.
What do you mean?
My first day. Well, actually, it's not because I wore my purple cardigan the other week.
Did you knit that
Never
yourself?
Mind. No, I did not. I just mean I'm fully in now.
Yeah.
I think September is a weird wishy-washy month. You don't really know what to be wearing. Mm. It's October now.
The knits are out.
It's knit central.
Yeah. Don't worry if you just tuned in. I don't think there's a big knits issue in schools or anything.
Oh, yeah. No. Or in Spain.
I'm just after going through like old photos and stuff from this day, like over the last couple of years.
Yeah.
The 14th of October, 2017, which is what, 8 years ago? 7 years
seven.
Ago?
Seven.
7 years ago. Me and Emma were at a party. And this is what we look like. Aren't we gorgeous?
Oh my God, little babies.
It was a Hawaiian style party. I did not go with the theme whatsoever. I'm wearing a black jacket, a white shirt and jeans.
I think the only thing I'm wearing that could really fit the Hawaiian theme
was
the flowery
killing
necklace.
It.
Really?
Yeah,
you're looking as Hawaiian as you could. Like,
you've got the you've got the kind of the sandals on.
Yeah.
You've got the white flowy dress with a bit of pink.
Oh, you've got
flowers
the leis wrapped around your head, which would be unconventional.
Oh yeah.
But maybe you were just feeling... feisty. Oh, I kind of hate seeing pictures like that of you guys. Ew.
I was going to say, do you sometimes feel a bit left out that Dave and I have known each other for a lot longer than we've known you?
Yeah, it's like, do you know when like, well, I'm the oldest in my family, so I don't know, but I imagine like if you were youngest in your family and you'd older siblings and like you look at pictures of them before you were born.
Yeah. What do you mean you were hanging happened. Out? You shouldn't have been hanging out. You should have waited for me.
That's not allowed.
What do you mean you got to go to Disneyland before I was around?
Yeah.
That is BS.
So that's me and Emma hanging out before we knew Ash. But Ash, I hope you know that while we were driving to work, where me and Emma worked in the same radio station at one point. While we were driving to work, we did often hear Ashling Bonner.
Hey, robot.
Oh, well, then I was with you.
You were a part of our lives, darling, the whole way through. I had the weekends that I've been dreaming about for ages. A weekend that doesn't involve clocking up any mileage on my car.
Oh, nice.
Or travelling anywhere, or the M9. No sign of the M9 this weekend. It was absolutely fabulous. I need to just walk you through it. This is the weekend, as I said, I've been looking forward to, like, since the start of the summer. Nothing was on. So on Friday night...
I haven't had one of them in so long.
Oh, it was bloody gorgeous. On Friday night, my housemate Emer and I had a bit of a catch-up. By the way, movie recommendation to avoid, Lonely Planet, starring Liam Hemsworth on Netflix.
Liam Hemsworth.
Liam Hemsworth.
Liam of the Hemsworth. Yeah, I wouldn't bother if I were you.
It's haven't like, even heard
is it.
Is
it new?
Yeah, yeah. And it's called Lonely Planet, which is confusing because that's a travel magazine.
Is it on Netflix?
Yeah.
I see. You always watch those ones where it's like new to Netflix, this movie, and you always go, oh, well, let's watch it. I'm always like, I bet they're garbage.
Yeah, well, do you know what it is? The premise of it is that it's kind of a cougar situation that he falls for an older woman.
Right.
And I watched one of them recently with Anne Hathaway and it worked. It was kind of cute, actually. But this just didn't land. I wouldn't recommend it. Anyway, I went to bed really early. It was in bed at 9:30. Then the rest of the weekend was 2 boxing classes.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, no.
You actually did go because you said on Friday you were going to go to a boxing class on. Was it Saturday or Friday?
I actually went Saturday and Sunday.
Did you get Saturday and Sunday?
I went for both.
I'm very impressed.
Yeah.
That's brilliant.
Emer got to the pub for an hour or two in the afternoon. Home by four. Down at 2:30, home by 4.
That is the dream.
Oh my God.
On the way back from pub, went to Super Value to pick up a few bits and came across my favourite cereal in the whole world. I haven't seen in ages. Ate more or less the whole box of it. Weetabix minis.
A giddy shopping trip.
Oh, a hilariously giddy.
I can get whatever I want. I was like a child, I want this, I want jellies, I want everything
and then a bit of a stroll in the mountains just
on the Saturday.
On the Sunday
no.
On the Saturday
back to bed 4 p.m. on the Saturday.
But you know what I'm like, okay? And when my body realised that there was no big tasks ahead, it kind of started to shut down.
Oh, no.
I'd like you both to throw me a prediction of combined on Friday and Saturday night, for how many hours do you think I slept? Combined.
Oh, wow. Combined.
Friday and Saturday night.
Combined.
Well, you went to bed at 9:30 on Friday. I'm going to say you got like 12 on Friday night.
Yeah. Do you think? I'm going to say 20 in total.
I'm actually going to give you 23 and a half.
27 and a half.
Oh.
I'm the complete opposite.
I slept for 27 hours, I am legally dead. Honestly, that is unreal.
I was asleep more than the 48 hours of the weekend.
Oh.
Yeah. Friday, I fell asleep at 6:30.
Until what time?
Until about 1:30. And then I was awake for about 20 minutes and I was like, this is fabulous. I've totally lost my Saturday night, but
that
I don't care.
That would completely freak me out to wake up at 1:00.
It did for a bit. And then I just rolled over and slept again until 9:30. It was absolutely gorgeous. I feel like a brand new woman.
Oh my God, you did it right.
I did. How much sleep did you get this weekend, Ash?
Absolutely shaggle.
I'd say about 14 hours in total.
Yeah.
Friday, Saturday,
I think
Sunday
I got
night.
6 on Friday and 7 on Saturday. Yeah. Not great.
You sick leaf out of my book, guys.
I know.
Way to live now, you know. It's all about health and well-being. Spins fully
charged. Recharged. Good morning. Fantastic news. Nintendo, right? It surprised fans by announcing a new piece of hardware. The Nintendo alarm clock.
Boo.
Yeah.
Do you know what's funny though? Nintendo kind of does give me old school vibes, even just as their devices. Like, they don't think, have they like moved with the modern times?
They have, I suppose, like the Nintendo Switch.
The Wii now be a bit old.
But the Nintendo Switch was, they were, people, I think fans were kind of expecting them to be the Switch 2. To be honest.
Yeah.
But they were like, here's an alarm clock.
No.
Yeah. What do you think, guys?
It's probably like €300 or something.
Yeah, it's $100, yeah. And it's literally just an alarm clock. It's called Alarmo. It's an interactive alarm clock. It's designed to bring a touch of Nintendo's playful side to daily routines. It's going to be available next year. The ad for it was absolutely bizarre, okay, because this woman is waking up to the sound of Mario, but like not doing anything about it.
Like, she wasn't getting up.
She was just like enjoying it. I was like, shut up. Like,
It's 6 o'clock in the morning.
No matter what it is. Like, it was one of those, it was like perfect. Like, the sunrise was coming up and the birds were chirping and then the alarm goes off and it's just and bing and all those kind of sounds and things like that. And she's just kind of there like enjoying it. I'm like, shut up.
Yeah.
You know when your alarm goes off, you can't do anything quick enough.
I don't care if Beyonce is standing beside my bed to sing now. I'm like,
yeah. Smacking her on the head, be like, turn off, snooze. So anyway, I do think that there are some sounds. Unfortunately, it's not like the Mario sound because that's too much. But there are some sounds that I think would be really, really nice to wake up to. Some Nintendo sounds. Hmm. And then there are some other Nintendo sounds that would actually be kind of awful to wake up to. So we start off with the normal GameCube startup. It's just quite nice. It's whatever the alternative to hearing, aesthetically pleasing.
Oh, yeah.
But for hearing, it's quite nice. It sounds like this.
That's lovely.
Nice, isn't it?
Yeah, really good.
Yeah, really, really good. For some reason, I don't know if this was for a game for, I don't know, like dogs or babies or something, but they took that and they edited it and ruined it.
Okay.
And I think it'd be an awful thing to wake up to.
Oh, everything but that is wrong.
Like the little laughing baby's all right, but the squeaky toy thing, yeah. No.
No, awful.
Awful.
Just constant, not good at all. Yeah. So we go back to a nice sounding alarm to wake up to, and it's just the Nintendo Wii startup.
Yeah, I remember.
Breathe in, breathe out, wake up, you are ready for the day.
That makes me want to hit snooze so bad.
Doesn't it?
Yeah. Counterproductive, but nice.
Yeah.
Nice kind of start to the day. There is an old console called the Nintendo Famicom, which stands for Family Computer Desk System. So you can imagine it is quite old.
I prefer Famicom.
Yeah. And boy, does it not sound good. It sounds like this.
Wow.
I don't think I would ever want to wake up to a 64-bit sound.
No, thank
no.
you.
Too much. Like, actually quite a nice sound, but it's just the 64-bit for me is like, someone stop playing Pac-Man. Stop it.
Yeah.
Instantly. We go back to another one. This is if you get a win in Wii Sports.
Oh, that's nice.
Yes,
isn't that
I remember
nice?
That when you'd hit that forehand in the tennis.
Yeah. Yeah, really, really good. However, if your remote control wasn't connecting, my God, was it terrifying. And I really, really wouldn't want this as my alarm sound.
Oh, I feel
this so awful.
Oh my God, it's giving psycho.
It's terrifying.
It's giving don't get up because something really bad is going to happen.
Honestly. Yeah, so they're my alarm sounds.
Does anyone here even have a physical alarm anymore?
I do.
Yeah, I love it.
I think you do for brekkie.
I just have my Whoop and it just vibrates on my arm. And it's like...
Oh, that's pretty good.
It's quite nice, to be fair, as opposed to the alarm sound.
Yeah, I have the Lumi with the light.
Ooh.
Do you have one of them?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, but like, as soon as the light comes on, I'm like, shut up. Turn it off.
Come here if you want to see Teddy Swims, Tom Grennan, Keen to Crow, Jax Jones and more all together playing a massive gig next month. We want to get you there with your flights and all the rest. We'll give you all those details after 8.
Spins, fully charged. Recharged.
Guys, I came up with a genius way to save money last night. I went out for dinner with my boyfriend and my brother and his girlfriend, and we went to like an Indian. We were kind of like, it was kind of last minute, like we were like, well, we just go for food. And we were like, you know, looking at the menu. Alex and I are like, cool, yeah, I'll get that, and then I'll get that. Two mains, we get some samosas, yeah, lovely. We get two rice, and then will we share a naan? Oh yeah, we'll share the naan because they can be big. Anyway, we look over at my brother and his girlfriend. I'm like, what are yous getting? They're like, we're just going to share a tikka masala.
A share a tikka masala?
And I was like, what you mean? And he was like, yeah, we're just going to share a tikka masala and share a rice and share a naan. And I was like,
oh my God, they're having half a dinner.
I was like, that's actually such a good idea.
But actually, it's not, though.
No, it was. We scrapped everything else. We shared one main. We shared one rice. We shared one naan. Stuffed. Every time I go for a meal, I order seven things. I'm so full. I need to be rolled out of the place. I can't sleep for hours every time. And the bill is like sky high.
But I always
think dinner costs us like €15 each.
But if you order one thing together, are they not a bit annoyed with you?
That's what I was wondering.
Didn't matter. We're saying,
don't worry about it.
It was so stupid, but I was actually like, why don't we do this all the time, Alex? And he was like, I don't know. We're so annoying. We're so greedy. But like, obviously, it depends on where you are. But like, you know the way in Indian, like, they're huge portions generally.
Yeah, fair, yeah.
So like, it really worked. And I would just recommend that for people. I was like,
what a light bulb moment. Thanks for sharing that with everyone this morning.
No, but it's also so stupid because it's so obvious.
Restaurants are listening and going, I'm fuming at her.
Yeah. I was actually like, I've found the ultimate hack. Yeah, I'm just eating for two all the time.
When she said that she had a great way of saving money, she started off. So I went for dinner and I was like, oh, she ran away. She didn't pay.
Yeah. Something more exciting then. Just don't eat as much. Yeah. No. Yeah, always eat.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Good morning.
Good morning. Gamerfest coming to RDS Dublin, and we got tickets to give away on the shows taking place October 19th and 20th. Tickets available now.
Yeah, if you don't know what Gamerfest is, it is a massive celebration of all things gaming. You got the latest blockbuster releases and all-time classics which you can play in the retro zone. And there's going to be loads of special guests as well.
That's all happening this weekend. Tickets will be won on the show this morning. And at the end of the week, someone who's won those tickets will be upgraded to win. Wait for this now. A gaming setup including a Sony Bravia 65-inch 4K UHD smart TV.
I love a TV that has a ridiculously long name.
I know.
What does UHD mean?
Ultra HD. Oh. Ultra high definition.
Wow.
Ultra high definition.
Whoa. On top of that, you could be upgraded to a Trust gaming chair, and obviously your two pairs of weekend tickets to Gamerfest as well, thanks to Pringles.
Now say it correctly, say what's on your script. It's an awesome,
it does
Trust
say awesome
gaming chair.
Yeah, that's so so awesome.
Is that the actual name?
Yes.
Is it, Jeff?
It's actually awesome registered trademark
copyright. Amy is on this morning. We've been 8-bitting up songs trying to figure out what they are, and she thinks she knows. How are you?
Hiya, good, how are you?
Good, how was your weekend? Brand.
Yeah, good weekend. Good weekend. Went to the Nightwear Realm last night.
Did you? Was it terrifying?
It was actually terrifying. Even though you know that they're actors, it still scares the bejesus out of
you. Did you do the one where they're in the jail?
Someone that we went with did get locked in a room, but I didn't get locked in a room.
Oh,
so
thank
that was okay.
God.
I don't understand why you voluntarily do this
kind
of stuff.
I know.
There'll be no jump scares now at Gamerfest. It's all friendly vibes there.
Yeah, as it should be.
To get yourself those tickets and get yourself in the draw for that gorgeous upgrade prize at the end of the week, we've taken a song we play here at Spin and stuck it through the 8-bit machine. You've been trying to figure out what that is. So we'll give you a chance to listen again in case, like lots of people, you got a bit confused this morning.
What do you think, Amy?
There's no confusion there. It's Billie Eilish, Birds of a Feather.
Well, there is some confusion because it's Billie Eilish. let's see if she's right.
Beautiful.
Very good.
That is impressive, to be fair, Amy, because it took me a while. Did you get it straight away?
Yeah, straight away.
Okay, you're obviously a better person for recognising music than I, and you are in that draw for that upgrade prize, but you've got those tickets to Gamerfest. Congratulations.
You'll be flat out this weekend as
brilliant.
Well.
Thank you. Oh, of course, yeah.
Busy. Cheers, Amy. Thanks, Mel.
Have a great day.
Thanks, bye.
Talk to you later. All right, tomorrow morning we have another chance to win your way to Gamerfest and obviously get yourself into that upgrade draw as well. We'll do that after 9:30 tomorrow.
Nice.
I want the 10. You'll get this thing that keeps me
coming back. Emma, Dave and Aisling. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning. Catch up on anything you missed from the live show right here.
Yeah.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
Charlie XCX and Apple on your number one hit music station. This is Spin.
Speaking of Apple, I have in front of me an apple, two small oranges, a banana, a green juice, an orange and turmeric shot.
Yeah, it's like a jump shot.
Yeah, what's
an empty orange and turmeric shot that I've already taken, and a beetroot and ginger shot. Tell me you are getting sick without telling me. I woke up, I had a sore, scratchy throat kind of all night. Ugh. And I woke up this morning and I did a little...
Oh, great. And you came in.
Thanks for blowing
you came into work.
Do you want to know something? I had a dream last night that I called in sick and that our boss, Nick, made me jump through hoops. Basically made me take my temperature with a thermometer. He was literally begging me to come in. And then I think it actually made me well, I definitely can't call in sick because of that crazy dream.
You don't look that sick. I think you're lying.
No, also, I am grand. It's just a little sniffle, but I need to nip it in the bud now, quick.
If ever there was a week to call in sick, it's this week because Nick's off.
So true.
Nick is living his life in Vegas right now.
I saw him put up a topless pic on Instagram the other day. I was like, that's my butt.
I was the same. I was like, Nick.
But he put like a Vegas location over his nipple. So I was like, thank God.
He clearly shaved his chest as well. Did you notice that? I was like,
I skipped
shaving.
Oh my God, Nicholas.
Dublin Travel.
With Just Eat. Bringing more to your door with free breakfast delivery from some of your local faves.
He looks really hot. Don't tell him that.
Traffic?
He knows it. Yeah, quickly, what's going on the roads?
What's happening out there, Bella?
Hiya. There's inbound congestion on Phibsborough Road between Cross Guns Bridge and Doyle's Corner. Eastwell Road has a queue between Alfie Byrne Road Junction and the Dublin Port Flyover. There's an eastbound delay on the North Circular Road and traffic is busy on the N3 inbound between Junction 4 Cluny and Junction 3 Clonsilla.
Thank you very much. Coming up after 8 o'clock, we want to fill you in on how you could get to Manchester to see a load of your favourite artists in one place next month as well. Not long to wait. Tom Grennan, Keane DeCrow, Teddy Swims, Perry, Rita Ora, the list goes on.
Nice.
We'll give you all those details just after 8.
Here we go, ladies and gentlemen. I like it, yeah. Just wanna
wake up. With Emma, Dave and Ashley.
I like it like that.
It's Emma, Dave and Ashley. Spins Fully Charged is on.
Let's go.
Morning, how are you?
What's up?
I'm just Googling here. Can the Northern Lights affect your sanity? Because do you remember the Northern Lights were visible in Ireland there last week?
Yeah.
Was it like Thursday or something?
Yeah.
I got a video from my dad on Friday afternoon. Okay, I'll set the scene. It's a selfie camera video that is the right way around for about 3 seconds and then it turns like sideways.
Oh,
so
no.
Then he's on the side. Mm. And he's wearing two toilet roll tubes on his eyes.
Mm.
I don't know if they're held there with sellotape or if he's just like squinting really hard to like hold them there with his actual skin.
I think he's probably squinting.
I think he's squinting, yeah.
So two toilet roll tubes on his eyes and the following audio attached.
Catches our Northern Lights glasses. 3 for a fiver. The Aurora Balearics on view tonight. Blues and greens and pinks, any colour you want. Get your Northern Lights glasses. 3 for a fiver.
I love him so much.
I know. It actually hurts me how much I love your dad.
He's absolutely tapped. I thought he was a bit tapped and then I got that and I was like, he's actually gone way beyond
what
I thought was within
his like
capabilities.
Growing up with him.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But I put it up on my Instagram story last night and a few people messaged things like, oh, I see where you get it from and whatever. And I said, I actually think he's worse than me. Like, I think he's gone beyond what I would even do. And one girl replied and goes, Aisling, I only know you from the radio, but I think you need to be a bit more self-reflective.
Good morning. Over the weekend, I had a little bit of a weird moment where I was watching just highlights of old United matches and things like that. Well, not old matches, like just matches from this season and mm-hmm. things like that.
Was it sad?
It was a little bit sad, yeah. Because
how long were the highlights?
There wasn't many highlights. There was a lot of lowlights. Yeah. A lot of lowlights. But I was just watching them on Instagram or whatever, and the camera kind of panned to a coach that's on the United team and his name is Ruud van Nistelrooy, right? And I kind of got a little bit of a because he doesn't pop up on screen that much.
Mm.
But I got a little bit of a shivers and I just instantly was like, that man used to watch me sleep. And I thought, this is a really odd feeling.
Sorry?
Should we call the police?
No, let me explain.
Gardaí?
I had a giant poster of Ruud van Nistelrooy in my room.
Oh my God.
Right, and it was just my room was just filled with United players. But one of the biggest ones was Ronaldo. That was the biggest one. And then the next biggest one was Ruud van Nistelrooy. Number 10, I used to love him. I thought he was absolutely unbelievable.
I've never even heard of him.
You never heard of Ruud van Nistelrooy?
No.
Oh my God, right.
Fun name to say though. Can I practice? Say it one more
Go
time
on.
For me.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Ruud van Nistelrooy.
Or Ruud, and then van Nistelrooy.
Ruud van Nistelrooy. That's good, correct.
Was he Dutch or something?
He was Dutch. Yeah, yeah. He still is Dutch, actually. I'm pretty sure.
He hasn't been kicked out.
Yeah, no. But he was obviously kind of. He's becoming a lot more seen on camera now at the moment because Erik ten Hag might not be staying around, so maybe he might be the interim manager Ooh. For a while. It might not happen, but who knows? So he's kind of every time the camera goes to the bench, he's there. Ruud van Nistelrooy is there, and every time I see him, just on the highlights reel, just over the weekend, I was like, oh, there he is. He used to watch me sleep. He used to be right above my bed, like kind of looking down at me, and then it just got me thinking. What posters did you have in your bedroom? I know it's such a question that you probably talk about with your friends about it. Like, oh, who did you have? Who did you have? Because I also had Cheryl Cole.
Of course,
do you know what
you
mean?
Did.
Like, I loved a bit of Cheryl Cole. So I'm curious, what posters did you have in your bedroom? Was it someone, you know, that maybe you're a little bit embarrassed about?
Mm.
Maybe it was like, you know, it could have been like something from Disney Channel. It could be
Betty Boop.
Yeah, it could have been anything. Yeah, yeah, exactly. That's the kind of vibe. 087-711-1038 is our number. Voice notes are 100% welcome. What posters did you have in your bedroom? We would love to know. I said there's a lot of Zac Efrons out there.
Oh, yeah.
Imagine.
just said earlier on, I was like, I also love Cheryl Cole. I had Cheryl Cole posters in my bedroom.
Yeah.
And I remember talking to Tom Grennan. We interviewed Tom Grennan on the show a couple of weeks ago. And I remember me and Tom actually talking about Cheryl Cole. And he also had her in on a poster in his bedroom. Have a listen.
Tom Grennan fan. Whose poster did you have in on your wall as a teenager?
Oh, good question.
Cheryl Cole.
So did I, bro. I swear to God. I was like, please say Cheryl Cole. Please say Cheryl Cole. And the worst thing about it is he said that he was at some match and he met her and he saw the rose tattoo. And if you know, you know.
I was all scared of those Cheryl Cole posters.
Why?
She was too sexy.
Is the most Aisling Potter sentence I've ever heard. I was scared of the Cheryl Cole posters. They were too sexy.
Too sexy. I fancied her.
Yeah, it was too much.
All right, let us know. What poster did you have in on your wall in your bedroom growing up? Teddy Swims, Bad Dreams on Spin with Emma, David, Aisling. Does he have any gigs coming up?
Wait a second. Teddy Swims hits live. That thing we want to send you to.
How you guys feeling today?
I feel the energy out here, man. You guys are beautiful.
Spin Hits live in Manchester.
Woo! Let's go! Yeah, a massive gig featuring potentially some of your favourite artists all happening together. It's happening in Manchester on Saturday the 23rd of November and we want to get you there.
Yeah, it's very, very simple. If you hear an artist that is performing at Spin Hits Live, then you got to WhatsApp us, right? And you got to be like, hey, hits. Just hits to 0877 11103 if you hear one of those artists. And we could be ringing you back and putting you in that draw.
You told you one of those artists was going to play before nine, and I think it just did.
Let's see how we go.
Hello.
Paddy, good morning. It's Emma, David,
how are you? Good
What's
morning.
Crack, Paddy?
On the ball, Paddy.
How are you? He's all right. Straight away, I heard it.
Oh, good man.
Who did you hear, Paddy?
How are you? All good.
Who did you hear?
Which artist?
Teddy Swims.
And is Teddy Swims playing at Hits Radio Live?
He is indeed.
Yeah,
he is indeed.
Baby. You could be
Lovely.
Heading along. You're in that draw. It's all happening on the 23rd of November. We'd love to get you there. And also, of course, Tom Grennan, Keen to Crow, Jax Jones, KSI, Perry, Clean Bandit and Rita Ora on the lineup. You'd have a ball, I'd say, Paddy, would you?
Happy days. I'd love it. I'd absolutely love it.
Well, you are the first person in the draw, Paddy. That means...
That's great. Thanks very much.
As of now, you're the only one who could win it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, happy change. Days. I mean, just end it now.
Stop the count. Best of luck, Paddy. Have a great day.
Cheers. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Talk to you later.
Obviously, loads and loads more chances for you to get in the draw, which will take place on November the 8th. If you hear any of these artists across Spin at any stage, WhatsApp us the word hits to 0877111038.
Yeah, it's not just our show.
Teddy Swims,
who just sold out two nights at the Three Arena.
Yeah.
That's class.
Who else have we got?
Tom Grennan.
Oh, yeah. Nice one. Keen to Crow in there as well.
Jax Jones.
KSI.
Perry.
Clean Bandit.
And Rita Ora. I forgot my place again.
My God, Emma.
We're only 2 years in.
Clockwise.
Sorry. Keep listening to Spin for your chance to win.
It spins fully charged, recharged.
What posters did you have on your bedroom wall when you were growing up? This is all because I was watching the highlights of United match there the other day and Ruud van Nistelrooy popped up on my screen and I was like, ugh. Kind of got a little bit of shivers because he used to watch me sleep because he used to be on a poster above my bed and he'd be kind of like looking out at you. Looking, almost like looking after you.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Some people have a crucifix over the bed.
Yeah. And then I was also thinking, like, on the other hand, on the other side of my room, like, what I was looking at was a poster of Cheryl Cole. So I had Ruud van Nistelrooy looking after me and I had Cheryl Cole looking after me. And it was just a nice energy of a bedroom.
So weird.
Dylan was on.
I had, on one end of my bed, Beyonce. Ooh. And on the other end of my bed was Chris Jericho looking over me.
Who's Chris Jericho?
He's a terrifying looking wrestler.
Really?
Like, terrifying. Like, long blonde locks. Like, you're talking massive muscles. I suppose if you want someone to protect you, Chris Jericho is a good shout.
Oh, yeah, he does look scary. I've just looked him up. That's so funny.
You know who protected me?
Who?
Just loads of posters of horses.
Does that surprise you in the slightest?
Used to get horsey magazines and have them all cut out.
Cut them all up
around their heads. And
not
their
even
ears.
Like the odd cowboy or anything like
no,
that, no?
Just the horses kept me going.
Wait, would you cut them into horse shape?
As in, I would, yeah, yeah.
Not just a square poster.
Not a square poster.
Oh, no. It's even weirder.
Because you see, I'd have to display them around all my rosettes, you see. So a bit to consider, you know what I mean?
What's a rosette?
It's like a medal thing.
For horses.
Yeah, what you win when you do well.
That's
yeah.
So funny.
Do you know what I'm talking about?
No, I don't, but okay. That sounds amazing.
Victoria is standing by. Victoria, what posters did you have growing up?
Zac Efron from High School Musical.
I just said a couple of minutes ago, I bet someone's going to say Zac Efron. Who else?
Yeah, and Messi.
Messi, Lionel Messi.
That's funny.
Yeah.
Now, why out of interest? Because he's not really a sex icon. Do you know what I mean?
I used to play soccer when I was younger and I was a full forward, so he was kind of my inspiration. So
oh, I love that. And you probably have the same length hair as well.
Mm-hmm. You're one of those
probably,
rare,
yeah.
rare people who like musicals and sports.
Ooh.
Exactly.
Where you, now, did you have Zac Efron on your bedroom wall because you like musicals or do you like six packs?
I'll let you decide.
A bit of both, says Victoria.
Class, Victoria. Exactly. Thanks, babe.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye. Polly, standing by.
So I have New Kids on the Block, Peter Andre and Kylie Minogue.
Oh, you are a 90s kid.
Peter Andre.
Definitely.
What's New Kids on the Block? Do I know? Should I know that?
Yeah, what? Stand Up. All the songs.
I'm sitting
Best
down.
Best time ever.
I don't know them at all. Are they a band?
Yeah, they were the boy band from America.
Right.
Actually, one or two of the singers are actors now.
Okay, very good.
I have to say, the only one I respect is Kylie Minogue, but
no.
That's okay.
Peter Andre.
I think I respect the Peter Andre.
Peter Andre is still the hit coming back out and on now.
Holly, you are a mysterious girl.
You were.
Oh my God, exactly.
Thank you so much, Polly. Talk
See you, Polly.
No problem. Get See you later.
Bye.
Sorry, I've just Googled New Kids on the Block. It says Mark Wahlberg was in it.
What?
No way.
Mark Wahlberg.
That couldn't be the same Mark Wahlberg.
There's
is
no
it?
Way, is
Maybe.
It?
Maybe.
Producer Callum is frantically typing.
No.
It's on the case.
Do you know what? The band consists of brothers. So when it comes up on Google, it says Mark Wahlberg, but the Wikipedia says the band consists of brothers.
He was a former rapper.
Yeah, he had a. Do you not know the alias? He had a rapper alias of Marky Mark.
Is Marky that Mark. He's Marky Mark?
Yeah.
Oh my God.
But his brother Donnie is in New Kids on the Block.
Yes.
New Kids on the Block kind of precedes NSYNC.
Right.
So NSYNC were after New Kids on the Block.
Never let
Can
it be
we
said.
We talk about posters again.
Never let it be said that this show is not educational.
Obviously, in my room, it was wall to wall Beyonce once I hit kind of teenage years. But when I was a young, I remember one time I just like took a notion that I really wanted my parents to get us a dog.
Okay.
And so I like hid myself away in my room for hours. I went through all my magazines. I cut out every single picture of a dog. I drew little paw prints, stuck them all over my walls.
Oh my
and then
God.
I was like, "Mom, look at my room, please."
Did it get you anywhere?
No.
They got two cats instead.
Yeah, yeah.
Side note, I love that you said it was wall-to-wall posters. It really worked.
Wall-to-wall. Wall.
Really worked, yeah. This in as well from Lauren.
I had Justin Bieber on a poster saying, "Live, laugh, love."
Oh my God, you
no.
didn't.
Oh God,
Lauren,
you were a very type girl.
You're barred. You're absolutely barred.
And standing by too is Emma. Emma, what poster did you have on your bedroom wall growing up?
Oh God, I had Taylor Lautner everywhere.
Did you? I know someone who had Taylor Lautner everywhere as well. It was
Twilight Days.
Jacob and Twilight.
Team
that's
Jacob,
what
you were not, you weren't, what was the other
Team
letters?
Edward.
Edward, yeah. Edward.
No, I had a cardboard cut out of them as well. And I had a space on a pillow as well, just to go one
you
step.
Did
oh my
not,
God.
Emma.
I had a Beyonce cardboard cutout. Did you find whenever the cardboard cutout moved in the room, you'd get a real fright when you'd forget
yeah, that's why
where
I
you put it?
I got addicted.
I was an Edward Cullen person. I was Edward all
where
the way. Yeah, I stuck to the OGs.
No,
didn't like the way it turned into
like
a werewolf.
Oh
yeah,
my
no,
God.
He was good. Like, so, he was tanned and stuff.
Emma, yeah. Was there anyone else or was it just him, Taylor Lautner?
Probably before Taylor Lautner, there was Hannah Montana everywhere.
Okay, very good.
The whole like duvet, everything.
And then you grew up a little bit, started fancying Taylor. And then...
Yeah, and then it was men.
Then yeah. Men. And after Taylor... Or did you just grow out of it all then?
I think I just grew out of it all then. Yeah, Taylor was with me for a good few
It's a sad
years,
day when you whip them all down.
Yeah, oh, it is. You're like, I'm grown up now. Yeah.
And you see all the remnants of the
then you
the
get
blue
a boyfriend.
Sack.
Yeah. That was a bit weird then.
Then you get a boyfriend.
Yeah. Still to this day, my favourite Taylor Lautner thing ever is the fact that he married someone also called Taylor and now his wife is called Taylor Lautner as well.
Oh, it's so iconic.
It's iconic. Iconic.
It couldn't have been you, Emma.
You didn't stand a chance with
no.
The name as like Emma
it's
yet.
Not as iconic.
Yeah. No. Emma, thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thank you. You too. Bye.
Get up. Good morning.
Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave, and Ashling in the morning.
Three, two, one.
on.
Hello and welcome
Good morning.
A brand new week.
What's going on? Do you ever like really want a fizzy drink? Does that happen to anyone else? Yeah.
Oh no, when I get into my head and if I'm craving one, it takes over my whole life.
Yeah, especially after
I don't
a night
really
out.
Get that book.
Do you not know?
I might get it with like a freshly squeezed orange juice.
Of course you would, you freak. but like when you wake up after a night out, like I love a fizzy drink, I love a can of Coke or something like that.
Do you ever thank the you before the night out if you were organized enough?
To what?
Sometimes if I'm organized enough and if I know it's gonna be a big night, I put like a bottle of Lucozade in the fridge.
Oh, very clever.
Then I wake up. And
we
I'm
call
like,
self-care.
Well,
yeah. But see, that's you're organized. I'm not that organized. I wake up like needed to be like a zombie now, walk to the shop and I go get one. But I went to the shop the other day after a night out and there was so much like choice. And I kind of got a little bit overwhelmed. But then there was weird choices. So there was like, you know, you had your Lucozade, normal Lucozade, you had your orange Lucozade. Mm. Blue Lucozade.
That's new, is it?
Lucozade.
Lucozade.
Please tell me it's called that.
No.
Oh, what a letter.
Actually, while we're on the topic of Lucozade, what is the story? You came in with your Lucozade Zero and then you can't get it anywhere anymore. I loved it. I was happy. I'd make less if they're not selling. I'll buy them.
Getting
rid of Lucozade Zero. I was just getting into it.
Has been some unreal Lucozade flavours in the past. I know there was like citrus fruits or something like that. It was kind of like lime flavoured. It was like 7-Up Lucozade.
You know
it was unreal.
I don't think I've ever had a Lucozade.
Oh my God, that needs to change.
I just didn't like fizzy drinks when I was growing up.
But you know what? I feel like I'm like that with Sidona, Dr. Pepper, Iron Brew. Yeah. I've never had any of them.
Either have I.
But you know what's even, no offense, Lucozade, but even better than Lucozade, and if they brought out a zero version, I'd be on it all the time. TK.
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 Like TK Lemonade.
The elite.
Red Lemonade. Red TK Lemonade was class, to be fair.
Unbelievable. Yeah, reminds me of my childhood. They need to get on the zero buzz.
But this was the other thing. So I went to the shop, so they had the blue Lucozade. And they also, do you remember Brain Liquor?
Yes.
They had that as a drink.
What the hell?
What?
Yeah. Chupa Chups. Remember Chupa Chups?
Yeah.
They had it as a drink.
They have an Oreo Coke at
yes,
the moment.
Yes, I don't know what's going on in the world, but like...
I mean, you should do a drink
what
test.
What in the USA is
what
this?
What in the USA, yeah.
Oh, that's what we'll do. We'll do shots of them on the show. We'll introduce Aisling to all these drinks.
All the fizzy drinks.
Aisling drinks Lucozade. Everyone be there. Don't miss it.
It's going to be a huge thing for November, guys.
It's going to be huge, guys. Recharged. Your number one hit music station. You're listening to Spin with Eminem there. Did you see his daughter Hayley announced she was pregnant in a music video?
Oh, did she?
No, he got very upset. He was very emotional. Yeah, he's going to be a granddad. Weird.
Oh my God.
We're getting old.
That makes us feel old.
I know. Eminem's going to be a granddad.
Imagine your granddad was Eminem.
That'd be so cool.
That'd be kind of strange, wouldn't it? Yeah.
Anyway, I need to tell you about my big day on Saturday. So I've spoken about pinball tournaments on the show a few times before, but this was the biggie. It was the Pinballia Cup.
Yes.
Pinballia is like the name of a kind of a pinball group that my boyfriend Alex set up with two of his friends. They own a few pinball machines and they're in Fibber McGee's pub in town and they hold a tournament there every second Wednesday. But this tournament on Saturday was to mark 1 year of them having pinball tournaments in Dublin.
Brilliant.
I love this. Bring Fibbers back as well because I haven't been in Fibbers since like years.
Yeah, I know. It's actually such a great
pub. It's a great pub.
It's unreal. So this was like a sort of an anniversary thing, very cute. And we had a healthy helping of 15 people showing up, which was good for a Saturday and it was an all day affair.
Mm. Did producer Callum go? Weren't you meant to go to that, producer Callum?
Producer Callum was supposed to come, but alas.
Oh, did you drop out for some reason?
I just had other things.
You had feck all.
So if you've ever been to Fibber McGee's, you can imagine what a weird feeling it is to walk in at 12:30 in the afternoon. It's very much like a bar.
Okay, cool.
So it was very strange to walk in nice and early. It felt wrong, but then quickly it felt like my second home and I wouldn't leave Fibber McGee's on Saturday night until 10:30 p.m.
Ooh, wow.
It was a long day in Fibber's.
Yeah. Tournament kicked off at 1:30 and it was quite clear from the offset that the bearded men had come with their A game intact. Okay, there was no messing. The bearded men are the kind of really intense pinball players. There's maybe like 7 or 8 of them and they're really, really good. Okay, I later found out one of the bearded men took a caffeine tablet and pre-workout.
Pre-workout. Oh, for God's sake.
Pinball all day.
Yeah, I'm not joking.
Sorry, that's incredible.
And another fella, this is even wilder, printed out a guide on how to keep calm under pressure.
Oh my God.
And read it on his way to the tournament on the bus. I saw it with my own eyes. That's
Bearded men are fantastic.
There's something else, right?
I met one of the bearded men last Halloween and I was intimidated by the bearded
you
man.
You were, or you did. So we played 6 games in groups of 4 at start. I had a good first game and then I absolutely fell apart. Came last loads of times. Just the pressure got to me.
Well, you never got your caffeine shot.
I did that pre-workout.
She accidentally took protein instead.
I really messed up. Completely lost my confidence. Then I kind of came back with a couple of good games and in the end, I came 10th out of 15, which wasn't great.
You've done better than that. That's disappointing for you.
But it was better than what it was looking like. The only real sickener was I came 10th, 1 point behind producer Callum.
No!
Wait, he was there.
He was there.
I was there.
You were there.
I was keeping it a secret because I actually did so well.
Sorry, wait now, what?
Oh my God.
Yes.
You actually went.
Yes.
I'm so proud of you.
I do things outside of work.
Well done.
It was like 1:15, exactly when it was supposed to start. We were like, cool, there's 14, right, let's get going. I just looked to my right and just in a Mickey Mouse jumper, in walked producer Callum.
Go on, Callum!
No bag, just like no, like literally nothing, just freewheeling into
Bit Fibbers. I have no idea why I got goosebumps there.
That's brilliant.
I love that you arrived.
I tell you what, so the way the tournament worked, it was that it was like a league table of 15 and the top 6 progressed into the grand finals.
Yeah.
And after 3 tables out of the 6 tables that we played, I was in the top 6.
Yeah.
Wow.
He was going to the
final. And these bearded men were sweating because they're like, who is this just freeloader walking in? We're like, hi, guys.
It's the English confidence.
But unfortunately, I finished outside the top 6. But I finished 2nd, 1st, and then 2nd in my 3 tables that I played start.
Yeah.
Then I absolutely stunk the place out in the last 3. But I was just, I was rooting just to beat Aisling because on the last table, she had to get 1st to come above me.
1 point ahead of Callum.
On the table, and she came 2nd. So I was like, yes, I have the bragging rights over Aisling.
Yeah. Better than Aisling Bonner at pinball.
And Aisling practices all the time. Yeah. You just rock up at the big anniversary day.
I beat Aisling's brother. I beat all these, loads of people who would be there loads.
But you know,
I just rocked up.
We need to play our ace card. We need to bring Emma Nolan down because no matter what that girl seems to play, she's unbelievable.
Yeah, oh my God.
You'll be the number one ranked player in Ireland by tomorrow.
I'd be sickened.
You're the only one that hasn't come, Em.
I am. I'm due to come. So is it over now?
Oh, there'll be one every second Wednesday, back as usual.
Back as usual, Callum.
Yeah, well done, producer.
Maybe not
Callum.
In the evenings, but on a weekend, I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what? Fair enough. We got him going. That's
he needs to start growing that beard.
Yeah. He's already got the smell down.
It's Emma David Ashley.
Good morning.
It is that time of year again. Oh my God, we're only, 2 weeks out from Halloween night now? Crazy.
Crazy.
Won't be long coming around at all. Basically, some websites, Google's obviously busy with people looking for inspiration on what to dress up as for Halloween 2024. What's in and cool? What's dated and old?
Yeah.
You don't want to dress up as something that's not cool or in right now. Yeah. Not that Aisling cares.
She'll do whatever she wants.
Drive by.
Well, it's kind of, it's no surprise that if you're looking to be kind of sexy cute on Halloween this year.
That's very you, Ash, isn't it?
No,
Aisling loves that, yeah.
She loves going as like a sexy donut.
Yeah. A sexy seagull.
Sexy traffic light.
Sabrina Carpenter. Okay, she's coming out on top this year. People wanting to dress up as Sabrina Carpenter. And I get it. I'd say it would be easy enough to put together in the sense that her classic look is her corsets and her kind of stockings on tour.
She was wearing a little dress, yeah.
Yeah, little cute corsets, blonde curly wig,
yeah.
Loads of blusher and a pink lip.
Yeah, big platform shoes.
Yes, that's exactly what is coming up as the most obvious, including the platform shoes and stuff as well. The Harris corset in particular. And as she's on tour, a lot of fans are wearing these outfits going anyway, so a lot of them have.
I love that. I love the way the concerts have become like
let's do an impression
of the person we're going to see.
Another thing I'm noticing about the Sabrina Carpenter gigs when she's on tour is a lot of the time she reveals these new kind of corset outfits. A lot of people saying online, I love that Sabrina's just being sexy for the gals. Like, not really many men go to these things, you know, she's just like loving it. But she often would drape herself in kind of almost like a duvet and then expose the outfit. So you could probably bring around a duvet with you on Halloween night.
It's a towel, I think. Yeah, it's like as if she's just gotten ready and then she releases it and it's just class.
I'd love a little duvet as my cape. I'd be thrilled with
that. And one of the things with Halloween costumes is you need to be warm.
You do.
It do be cold.
100%. It do be cold.
But they've also looked at the top 25 costumes, what we're thinking for 2024, by Google searches. Okay. So have a look and see. I'll go through these. Shrunken Head Bob from Beetlejuice. Made the list.
Beetlejuice is a big thing at the moment.
Did it make the list or did it not?
Yes.
I'm going to say no.
I'm going to say it did.
It did, you know.
Oh, it did.
At number one.
Oh, wow.
Wow. Brilliant. That's the biggest one this year. Obviously, we had the re-release of Inside Out 2, okay? So I'll get through a few of them. Just clearly they are on the list. We have Envy, we have Anger, Disgust and Anxiety. There's one for you, Dave.
What have I got?
Anxiety.
Anxiety. Hello.
Disgust. Okay, a few others. Edward Cullen.
No way.
He's not on the list.
Not on the list.
Not on the list.
Not on the list.
Correct. Lady Deadpool.
Lady Deadpool is definitely on the list.
Absolutely is
on the
list.
Because you don't know what that is.
No, I don't.
She wouldn't have made it up.
The Dublin to New York portal.
I don't think it's on the list, but it should be.
Somebody needs to dress up as that.
Soldier Boy.
Soldier Boy is definitely not on the
list. Not on the list.
On the list.
No.
At number 24. Someone make it make sense. Maybe we're just not getting any of the...
Is it the apple Soulja bottom
Boy.
Jeans?
No.
Boots with the fur?
No.
That's Flo Rida.
It's Flo.
Soldier Boy.
Up in here. Oh, I didn't drink him. Super Boy.
I'm pretty sure that's Soldier Boy.
No, it's not. It's Flo Rida. You're incorrect. You're incorrect. The Bike Shed.
The Bike Shed. It should be on the list.
It should be on the list. Hosier.
No, not, but he should
year.
Be.
He's had a massive year.
You're right, it is Florida. But
long nails, hair.
Yeah, I think Hosier would be a lot easier to dress up.
Yeah, he would be easy.
But I don't think he's on the list.
He's not. At Chipotle Burrito.
Yeah, that's definitely on the list.
Yeah, that's on the list.
Yeah.
Are anyone proud that I finally learned how to say Chipotle?
Yeah,
well,
Chipotle.
Again, just because you wouldn't have made that up. Yeah.
Am I that transparent?
Yes,
it is on the list. It's on the list at number 11, so we can expect, I'm going to say it again because I can say it now, Chipotle Burritos. Anger, Disgust, Anxiety from Inside Out 2. Another one on the list, sorry, I'll tell you, is Peely from Fortnite.
Nope.
Fortnite? I thought you were a Fortnite person.
No.
No?
I don't know Fortnite at all, but I'll go play it and I'll find out.
Okay, and tell me about you. What have you decided to go with, Ash?
Guys, am I doing the big reveal right now?
Oh, sorry. Not yet.
I thought I'd missed it when I was away last week.
Not no, yet. It hasn't been revealed.
Not on the list, though.
Not on the
of
list.
Of course.
Completely unique.
It's crunch time. That's not my name.
That's not my name. What? That's not my name.
This is a crazy little game we like to call That's Not My Name. We get three players on. We, with no hints or clues, we try and guess their name. We have been trying and failing for months.
Yeah, it's been a while
on
now.
This.
I'm excited though.
We add an extra pair of IMC Cinema Passes every time we play and we are up to 28 IMC Cinema Passes. That's what we'll give away today if we guess someone's name correctly.
How many seats are in an average row with cinema?
Oh, that's a fantastic question.
5, 6?
Oh, I'd say
there's
more.
Depends on the screen.
Oh, I'd say maybe like 15
or
something.
Yeah, I was thinking something like that.
You could fill like two full rows of all your pals.
That'd be so cool.
Yeah, we've been getting you to send in WhatsApp voice notes of you saying what your name is. Producer Callum is the only one who's been able to listen to them. But we're going to play them out for you listening so you can be kind of in on the secret.
I think that it's going to go today because I don't think Producer Callum will want to give away 30 IMC Cinema Passes.
Well, listen, what can we do? If we get it wrong, we get it wrong.
I wouldn't have thought he wanted to give away 16.
I'm thinking easy names.
Mm. Yeah.
All right, headphones off in the room for our first playoff.
My name is Amy.
Player one, let's get it done.
I cringe every time.
How are you, player one?
I'm good, thank you.
Okay.
Okay, let's do this.
Player one, is your name Shauna?
That's not my name.
Okay.
That's all right, player one.
That's all right, player one, because I'm going
to
guess that player one is your name Jess.
That's not my name.
Player one, is your name Rachel?
That's not my name.
Damn it. Okay.
Here we go again.
All right.
What is your name, player one?
Reveal yourself.
My name is Amy.
Your name is Amy. A fantastic name, Amy.
We talked
so
to Amy already today.
I'm sorry we didn't guess it. Have a great day.
I'm sorry, Amy.
No problem.
Bye.
Good luck.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right.
Shake it off.
It's okay. It's only one out of three. We still have an opportunity to do this. Headphones off again.
Headphones off.
My name is David.
Player two, where are you?
No, who are you?
Where are you?
How are you, player two?
Hey, player two.
How are you?
God.
You got the giggles. You all right?
No, I just sent a voice out there and I'm just listening to the show as he's speaking.
Man. All right, here
That's
we go, player two.
How it goes,
two.
Sir.
Yeah, that is exactly how it goes.
Welcome along. Okay, player two, is your name Sean?
No, that's not my name.
Okay.
You nearly got to say what it was.
Don't.
Okay, is your name Colm?
That's not my name.
Damn it.
Aisling, honestly, I'm so serious. You better
Stop.
Get this right.
Stop.
You
Leave
better.
Me alone. Leave me alone. Player two, is your name Kevin?
That's not my name.
Player two, reveal yourself. What's your name?
David.
Damn it! I was going to say David. I swear I was going to say David.
I hate you,
I
David.
I thought you would get it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, David.
It's a fantastic name.
So sorry, David. We're absolutely useless at this game. Thank you so much.
Have a great day, my man.
No problem.
Bye.
Bye. Right, like, hey, come on.
Last chance.
Headphones off.
My name is Darren.
Player three, who will it be?
How are you, player three?
Hi, I'm good. How are you?
Good. What are you up to this morning?
I'm just literally in work now.
Okay, very good. Okay.
A dub.
Player three. Is your name Gary?
That's not my name.
Okay.
Oh, babe, sorry.
Okay, here we go. Here we go. Your name is... I'm going to say your name is Michael.
That's not my name.
Okay, of course.
He's getting real annoyed. Yeah. As he should
be. I know. Come on, guys. Think about it.
Go with John.
Think about it.
John, go with John.
No, don't go with John.
I really want to go with...
Kieran. Yeah. I was going to say Kieran.
Is your name Kieran?
No, Ashling, obviously not.
That's not my name. guys.
What is it? Reveal yourself, player three.
My name is Darren.
Darren!
I'm claustrophobic, Darren.
Oh, Darren, we're so sorry.
Oh, Darren, we're the worst.
It's okay.
We suck
it's
in this okay. game, don't we, Darren?
We're just
really do, guys. You need to kind of reel it in now.
Yeah.
Oh, God. Right. Darren, thank you so much. Have a great day.
No problem. Have a good day. Bye.
Bye. Talk to you later. All right, lads, that's it now. That's over.
Ah, come on, do one more.
We could get one more.
See if we can get it on this one.
Will we?
Although it's going to sound fake if we get it on this one.
Yeah.
Do one.
Let's do one more.
All right. Go on, headphones off.
Hey, my name is Alan.
Player four, are you sure?
You've been thinking of that dapper. He only had 10 seconds to figure that one out, to be fair to him.
All right, player four, what's going on? How are you?
I'm not too bad.
You're the first ever player four on this game, but we're absolutely desperate. Come on, Emma.
We really want to give this away. Here we go, player four, let's go.
Player four, is your name Shane?
That's not my name.
Damn you for leaving that pause.
Okay, player four, is your name... John.
That's not my name.
No, I don't know why I picked it.
No,
you only said it earlier.
You
used that as an example.
You can't be giving us clues. You can't be giving us clues.
Oh, you've been disqualified,
player four.
No!
Oh, my God. You've been disqualified. You gave us clues. Goodbye.
Player four, what is your name?
My name's Adam.
Adam!
I wouldn't even remember.
Alan! I don't even remember saying Alan.
Well, producer.
Yeah, that's the example here.
Oh, that's so funny.
Alan! It's all getting rogue on this game.
Alan, I'm so sorry.
Master.
Have a great day, my man.
I feel hard done, boy.
Good luck, Alan.
Fair play. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, my God. A disqualification.
We've never had a disqualification on this game before, have we?
This is wild.
We play again next week.
We play again
for 30 IMC Cinema Passes.
30?
Oh, I'm going to get sick.
We need billboards. It's a breakfast show giving away 30 IMC Cinema Passes.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.